Information about when and how to use the following meditation, along with a written transcript of the practice, can be found in the book, The Mindfulness Solution, Everyday Practices for Everyday Problems, by Dr. Ronald Siegel. Please feel free to tell others how to access this recording at www.mindfulness-solution.com. But please do not independently reproduce or distribute this copyrighted recording without permission. Thank you.
This practice requires two people, and while it can feel pretty intense and intimate, it actually can work well both with loved ones and with people who know each other less well. It's helpful if both partners have at least some experience with meditation practice. It'll take us about 30 minutes to do this together. So please begin by sitting comfortably facing one another. Find postures in which your spines are relatively erect, and allow your eyes to close. We're going to begin by doing about 10 minutes of breath awareness training together. For this particular exercise, bring your attention to the sensations in your belly. Notice the rising sensation as you breathe in and the falling sensation as you breathe out. See if you can follow the breath through full cycles, from the beginning of an inhalation to the point of relative fullness, back down till the lungs are relatively empty, and a new cycle begins. You may notice some feelings of apprehension or perhaps anxiety doing this facing your partner. Just allow those feelings to arise and pass as they will, returning your attention to the breath. Whenever you notice your mind wandered into perhaps a train of discursive thought, or to some other sensations in the room or in your body, just gently bring your attention back to the rising and falling sensations in the belly. Approach each breath with interest and curiosity, experiencing its texture, its shape. Notice how no two breaths are identical. When you notice that your mind has wandered, as it naturally will, just gently and caringly bring it back to the sensations of the breath in the belly. We breathe together as though there's nowhere else to go, nothing else to do, just this moment, together, and this breath. Rising and falling, each time the mind wanders, we bring our attention back to the sensations in the belly. So now that you've been with your breath for a little while, both of you gently open your eyes and allow your gazes to cast down on your partner's belly. Watch the breath of your partner as you continue to observe the rising and falling sensations in your own belly. Just be open to both experiences. What you see with your eyes, in your partner, and what you experience in your own body. It's possible that your breathing and your partner's breathing will begin to synchronize. And it's just as possible that it won't. Either way, just take in whatever's happening and notice what the experience feels like. During this phase also, if you find that your mind has wandered off into a train of narrative thought, just gently bring it back to both the sensations in your belly and the observation of your partner's breathing as well. Rising and falling, rising and falling. Now the next phase of this can feel pretty intense, so feel free to adjust your gaze as you see fit. If you're game for trying it, raise your gaze to silently look into the eyes of your partner. Don't try to communicate anything in particular. Just take in the experience of being with him or her. Allow yourself to notice your breath in the background while you focus most of your attention on taking in your partner's eyes. If at any point this starts to feel too uncomfortable, feel free to lower your gaze back to your partner's belly again. You can shift back and forth between the belly and the eyes to adjust the intensity of this experience. You don't have to keep your gaze at your partner's eyes, but if you're comfortable doing so, allow your eyes to rest there and notice any feelings that arise in the body and thoughts that arise in the mind, but then gently bring your attention back to looking at the eyes. Now, continuing to gaze into your partner's eyes, if you're comfortable doing so, or allowing your gaze to be at your partner's belly, if that's more comfortable, begin to imagine what your partner was like as a young child. Imagine him or her having a mother and a father and growing up with other children. Imagine how your partner went through the same sorts of stages that you did. Being an infant, then a toddler, going off to school, those early separations, becoming a teenager. Experiencing the trials and tribulations of adolescence. Perhaps eventually leaving home. Depending on their age and their life course, maybe getting a job or having a family of their own. As you look at your partner, be aware that he or she has had thousands of moments of joy and sorrow, fear and anger, longing and fulfillment, just as you have. Take in the fact that he or she has probably had moments of feeling loved, of feeling successful, of feeling appreciated, as well as moments of feeling lonely, perhaps abandoned, perhaps feelings of failure. Feelings of nobody recognizing him or her. And now begin to imagine how your partner will look as he or she gets older. Be aware that just like you, your partner will be dealing with the next stages of the life cycle. He or she will probably have to wrestle with infirmity and old age. Imagine how growing older will be for your partner. Imagine the aspects that will be pleasant and those that will be unpleasant. And finally, and this can be difficult, be aware that just like you, someday your partner will die. The molecules in his or her body that you're looking at now will recycle back into the earth or atmosphere and be transformed into something else. Notice how both of our lives are really just for these moments. Now that you've allowed yourself to imagine your partner younger, older, and even dying, bring your attention back to how he or she looks in the present. Just take in that this is your partner at this moment. And if you've been looking into your partner's eyes, allow your gaze to drop back down to their belly and breathe together for a few minutes, as we did before. See how it feels similar or different to be back at the level of the belly instead of looking into one another's eyes. Notice both the rising and falling sensations in your own belly, as well as the subtle movement of your partner's belly. And now finally, for the last few minutes of this practice, allow your eyes to close and come back into your own body, your own breath, and notice what that feels like. Again, if your mind wanders into narrative thought, just gently bring it back to the sensations of the breath, to this moment, in this body. Feel what it's like to be together, but with our attention on our own inner experience. And now to bring this practice to a close, I'll ring the bell and listen to the sound of the bell from the beginning of the ring until it trails off into space and can no longer be heard.